From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder is readying a new wildfire modeling tool to help Colorado firefighters next year. Lawmakers funded the project in the last legislative session. William Mahoney directs the Research Applications Lab at the center. He says giant wildfires can create their own weather.
Things like mini tornadoes or fire bursts, backburnings, reversals of the fire, thunderstorms that are caused by the fire itself. And it's these type of extreme fire behaviors that are often the most dangerous because they're very hard to predict.
The new tool is the first one that can predict that weather by combining a wildfire model and a weather model in one package. Scientists and disaster managers will be testing it in Colorado next summer. The project is funded for 5 years. Colorado Springs-based GE Johnson has won the bid to build the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex. The city says some of the company's previous projects include the World Arena, Broadmoor Hotel West renovation, and the Penrose Hospital East Tower. The city and partners in the Summit Complex called for proposals in October for a construction manager and general contractor. Partners include the Army, Forest Service, and the Pikes Peak Railway. And a judge has ordered a mental evaluation for one of two 16-year-old girls arrested on suspicion of plotting to harm students and staff at their high school in Highlands Ranch. Prosecutors say one of the girls appeared in court yesterday and was ordered held without bail. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.